So first, we start to adjust our contemplation posture. So check our relax our face. So first start from check our eyelids. Relax our eyelids. And then you can put on a small smile at the corner of your mouth. Then level your head should not be too high or too low. So what you need to do is level your chin with the ground, with the floor. And then try to slightly open your shoulder blades, yeah? Pull back a little bit. It will help you to open up your chest and actually straighten your back. It's very important when doing contemplation, our back spine should be straight so that our chi should be moved, will be moving more smooth. Then we have more focused mind. Then you can slightly tuck in your tummy. Your hand can be on your leg or on your thigh. And the palm can be facing up or down as you wish. Okay, do the last adjustment. Then later on, you should not be moved anymore. Okay, now we start to do our motivation, setting our intention. So we're waking up so early in the morning, doing these contemplations, is because we want to achieve our dream, our goal. So think of the dream or goal that you want to achieve. And we know that if we want to achieve our dream or goal, we need to help our seed partner weekly, 1 hour per week. So set our motivation. We will be wholeheartedly to meet up our seed partner once a week to help him or her to achieve his or her goal or dream. That is the faster way to achieve our own dream and goal. Because with that clear thinking, by helping others plant the seeds to achieve our dream or goal, if we have that intentions, especially if we can have love and care to our seed partner, then the seeds will be very powerful for us to achieve our own dream or goal. So try to set this motivation. Right. Now we will try to first start off by doing breathing, counting our breath. So we always start by exhale, followed by inhale. So try to focus on the breathing. Every exhale followed by inhale counted as one. We try to do 10 count. Now, I want you to look into your own mind. Deep inside your mind, there is a seed. It's a yellow color hollow seed. And this sits inside is hollow like empty space. It's just right inside your mind right now. So first, picture that hollow yellow seeds that deep inside your mind. And when you look into this, inside of these yellow hollow seeds, there is an image. The image of your own dream is right inside these hollow seeds. So your dream image can be using the archetypes that we did the contemplation on yesterday. or other dream that you would like to have it. So that dream image currently is inside these particular seats. But the image is a bit fuzzy, that means not clear. Okay, so I want you to picture that. And now, remember the seed is not physical. It is a potential, which means if the condition is right, the seeds came out a luminous image and creates the world that we currently are facing. Or in other words, it will create our dream image in our world, turn it become a real image in our outside world. In a speed of every second, 65 pictures that will be coming up. So remember, it's not physical, it's just a potential of the seeds. So try to have this clear understanding what the seed made of. Then now you slowly you see the seed. One side of the seeds is cracked open. You saw your a luminous image is coming out, slide out from the seeds. And this luminous image is the dream that you're going to achieve. So it slide out from the crack open of these yellow seeds. Slowly, the luminous image is totally out from the seats. But it's a bit of this luminous image is a bit of fuzzy of your dream. It's not clear yet. So picture this moment, your seat crack open on one side. And your dream image come out as a luminous image, totally out and side by side with the seeds. And this luminous image is just fall at the position behind your forehead, inside your mind. Not yet out to the real world yet. So take a moment to imagine this process. Luminous image, just right inside your forehead, behind of your forehead, is unclear pictures, but it's luminous, bright and shining. Of your dream. So if your dream is getting an apartment, so currently you should have an image of, a fuzzy image of the apartment. If your dream image is building a team or sales, this luminous image, which will be your team and your sales, but a bit fuzzy, not clear yet. And it's still inside your mind, not yet out to the real world yet. So try to picture that, it's very important. And now, I want you to see on the outside of the world, there is part on the outside world of your dream. It consists of shape and color, but is not yet labeled. Of your dream just consists of part, shape, and color, which is not yet labeled. They are waiting for the luminous image to unify all the parts together. So try to think of this image that is currently you see in your outside world. And now you see your luminous image in your mind come out from the front of your forehead and coated all this part on the outside world, just like a chocolate sauce, and make all the part of the outside world become a real clear picture of your dream or your goal which you are achieving. So I want you to see your seeds actually came out from your forehead and coated all this part and tie them together and make your own, you are seeing your own dream is achievable. I want you to sit down and just relax watching your dream is being achieved right now. The image of your dream is being achieved right now. Relax and feel happy on that. Because you know that everything in the world that outside of you is made up of luminous image that coming out from your seeds. You feel happy that you have a clear thinking of knowing how everything comes from. You feel so happy because you understand how you plant seeds to create the luminous image and pop up to be your real image in your world. So try to feel happy of your understanding of the luminous image creates your real world by planting the seeds. Okay, now try to focus on your breathing again. We do three long exhale. If you're ready, you can move your hand and your feet and open up your eye and back a little bit.